Atheists who reject the existence of God are not free to do so. This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been talking about redeeming philosophy, and metaphysics can actually help us communicate the truth of the Christian worldview.
John, Christians are often wary of philosophy, particularly metaphysics, assuming this discipline is in direct opposition to Christianity. But that's not necessarily the case. In fact, philosophy, the love of wisdom, and metaphysics, focusing on the nature of reality beyond the physical world, can be used to defend the Christian worldview.
And you want to shine the light on human freedom here.
Those who argue the physical world is all there is believe non-physical is synonymous with nonsense. Some atheists, they like to call themselves free thinkers, which is ironic because there is no freedom on this worldview. If human beings are merely the sum of their physical parts, then everything about us is determined by nature and nurture.
So freedom is something that an atheist really can't explain then.
Some may even deny it. The Christian worldview, on the other hand, explains we are more than just the sum of our physical parts. The essence of a human person is non-physical or metaphysical. And the Bible says God created us with freedom. Now, our actions are influenced by nature and nurture, sure, but they don't override our capacity for freedom. Freedom seems so obvious it's difficult to deny, and we can explain it from a Christian perspective. That's why Christians are free to believe in God. But according to atheism, atheists are not even free to be atheists.
If you'd like to dig deeper on some of these subjects with Alec McClellan, check out his book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. And why not share this program with a friend? You'll find everything you need to know at our website, reasonwhy.org. Again, that's reasonwhy.org.